Rockies 102.9, The Hog presents another Bob and Brian podcast.
This Bob and Brian On Demand is brought to you by Mountain Dew. Mountain Dew exhilarates and quenches with its one-of-a-kind great taste. Mountain Dew, this is how we do.
And now from the land of the first number one seed to lose at round one. Steve Zabin.
Steven!
Why, it is an embarrassment to the Commonwealth, a stain forever that we will not soon be able to erase. It was a debacle. All the credit in the world to that junior varsity club known as UMBC that scored all of, what, 49 points last night? They didn't crack 50 last night against a pedestrian K-State team that had snuck in the back door of the tournament themselves. So all credit to them, but more scorn to Tony Bennett and the Virginia Cavaliers.
So you are...
This is a forever stain. It may happen again, a 16 over a 1, but I would be willing to bet it'll be 20 years.
I was going
to
say, what, 30, 40 years it'll happen again?
How long did it take for this one to occur?
Since they went to 64 teams.
Now, here's another way to look at it, too, Steve, is, well, it happened this year. Now, these things tend to happen like, and then it happened 2 years in a row sort of thing. And then it didn't happen for, you know, whatever. But who knows? You're right.
Like Kentucky Derby winners.
Right.
You get a couple, then it doesn't happen.
Here's the thing. Because of this upset, every number one seed and their coach is going to be a raging son of a bitch in the days leading up to their opening round game, because this happened. I'm not saying Tony Bennett didn't get his guys ready to play, but they weren't ready to play.
Well, let's back up.
Does that make
any
sense? I'm not saying he didn't get them ready. All I'm saying is that they weren't ready.
You didn't like their matchups last week. You thought they got screwed on that, and then it turns out that they were down a player.
They would have been better off playing a lumbering major like Kentucky or Arizona that played bigs because they got a feisty underdog that had these zip-zip guards, including this guy, number 11, Morrow, who looked like a reject from some intramural team.
And they shot, and I don't know how you beat a team that shoots 68% from the field.
Okay, here's how you beat them.
Just for a half.
Here's how you beat them. Yeah, defend them.
That's what I said. Them. If I'm the coach, I'm going, get up on him.
Yes.
Get a hand in his face.
Yeah.
You know, and then deny him the ball. Those are three timeouts in a row. I've coached you up now.
Right.
Make it happen.
If it was my program, and it's not, because I was rejected at the University of Virginia.
You applied?
I applied, and I was thoroughly rejected as not smart enough.
Did it say we...
You mean like were the rejection letter in all caps? Or...
Brian, when you get rejected by the University of Virginia, you get it in full Commonwealth foghorn leghornese. You know, it's like a quill pen. While we admire your reaching to enter our university, you fall woefully short of all expectations.
Woefully.
Yeah. Are there boxes that are checked on the top like rejected? Thoroughly rejected.
So rejected.
Unbelievably thoroughly rejected.
On a scale of rejected to 10 rejected, you're an 11 rejected.
They don't have that.
No. So Virginia is not my program, but my younger sister is full on Wahoo Wah. She went to the University of Virginia. She was Smarty Smarterson. I have not even talked to her yet. I have not even texted her yet because it is that sensitive of a subject. My brother, who went to undergrad at Cal but went to law school at UVA, went on a long Facebook Jeremiah about how he's completely done and will never root for Virginia again.
Wow.
This after he's ready to give up his national season tickets because the baseball team he loves or loved, past tense, also doesn't win it matters.
Now you know your
I'm
brother.
Like, bro, you're losing. You're running out of teams, bro.
So will he really be done with them forever?
It's 50-50, yeah.
Okay. All right. So it could happen.
My brother's a remarkable hothead, despite being a really good attorney.
Well, you have to be more than a hothead if you're going to be done with them forever. You have to be a grudge holder.
Hothead
means you get over it.
Blow it off. And
right.
Let me tell you one team he does not root for in our area. Doesn't even care for them. the Washington Redskins. That's right. My brother got so fed up with the owner, Daniel M. Snyder, that he punched out 10 years ago.
So who's his team now? What does he do on Sundays from September?
Baltimore?
Plays fantasy.
The Ravens?
No, his team is his fantasy team.
He doesn't.
And I'm not even sure he does fantasy anymore.
Does he just watch the Red Zone? Does he enjoy football?
Probably go hunting.
Okay.
He kind of punched out on that, but he every now and then I try to go, come on, bro, just come on. We might be good this year, the football team. And he just scoffs.
How do your mom and dad feel about this? Because your parents are what? They're season ticket holders for the Nats, right?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, not season ticket holders.
They have a
but
pack.
They go to games. Yeah. They go. They jump on my brother's season tickets.
Oh. Okay.
My brother says he's done. The only reason my brother says he's in this year for the Nats is that they made him re-up to get playoff tickets last year, and we've got the All-Star game this summer. So, you know, this is the only All-Star game we're going to get in my lifetime. So if you're big into the pomp and circumstance of the MLB All-Star game.
We've had two All-Star games here in my lifetime. We had one at County Stadium back in the 70s.
Yep.
What a dump.
Okay.
And we had one at Miller Park that turned out to be just a freaking mess.
Deluge.
At the end, they just called it.
The leaking windows then the running out of pitchers. And then Alan H. Selig with his hands up looking like, I don't know what to, I can't
the last
pitch.
Great Selig imitation.
I would not want
to
force.
We do have problems that need to be solved. The system is so badly flawed.
It is not, however, an immediate answer to the problem that we are trying to solve.
Yes, I'm deeply concerned about a work stoppage.
Yes, yes.
Are you
good
working
old Alan
on
a, H.
Are Bud you working
Selig.
On an impersonation of the new commissioner? Because baseball season is almost here, brother.
No, I'm not. Rob Manfred?
Is that
Does
who
anyone
it is?
Really need?
I
did
even
you
know
not
his
know
name.
That the new commissioners?
I would have
new
had to
commissioner
look.
Of the PGA Tour. Go. How about the old commissioner? You remember the old commissioner?
Man. Larry Mize.
No.
It's an old Good. Golfer.
Bob Tway. Davis Love the Third. No, none of those guys.
Those are good blasts from the past, though.
Yeah. Tim Finchem is the old guy, and the new guy is Jay Monahan. Yes. Know your commissioners. Once upon a time, Brian, I bet you knew all the commissioners.
Me?
Right down to Ford Frick and Chubb Feeney.
Remember we had
separate commissioners of the AL and the NL? They were not commissioners. They were league presidents.
Bowie is the furthest back I can go unless you go back to Kennesaw Mountain Landis.
But that's skipping over quite a
ton,
few commissioners.
A ton of them, yeah.
Let's get back to Virginia.
Yes,
then,
yes.
And let's get back to this debacle.
The historic loss.
Yeah. The problem is they instead of getting a lumbering major, of which they did very well against this year, 31-2 against ACC competition. I mean, 31-2, okay? That's in the ACC with Duke and Carolina. Virginia was really, really good until they met this scrappy team that didn't know they weren't supposed to be there.
What?
And had two little tiny zip-zip guards.
If they didn't know they were supposed to be there, when they were seeded 16.
They didn't know they were not supposed to be there. That's what I meant.
They could have got the hint, right?
Yeah, no, they didn't know they were not supposed to be there. They acted like they owned the place. And they ran all over Virginia. And they were in
it last
night.
Is there a rule that says you can't play really hard against a number one
seed? No rule.
Okay. Is there any rule that says you have to go slower for these guys because they're a number one seed?
No.
Okay, I'm looking for some rule here that they broke with this win. And the only rule that was broke was, you beat a number one!
Yeah.
Okay, boys, you've been seated 16th in the bracket. You're really just expected to go out there and throw it around a little bit. Have you seen the Washington Generals ever? There you go.
Because 16s...
You know, thanks for coming.
Because 16s are supposed to be tomato cans.
Right.
You're supposed to go out there and just take a beating for our enjoyment.
And in the past, when a 16 has almost beaten a 1, they lost by a point or two. This was a 20-point beatdown. Not only did they get up big early in the second half, they kept pouring it on.
Why wouldn't you?
So the first team that doesn't win.
Yeah. You say, why wouldn't you?
Well,
the answer to that is, of course you would try, but in a lot of ways,
you get scared. You start going, oh, my God.
Right.
We're going to win. So yeah, the preferred thing is to do that. But they were amazing. Now, the thing about Tony Bennett, and I know that the Bennetts are near and dear to your hearts up there in Wisconsin, and Tony Bennett is an impossibly class act. Super handsome guy. Great basketball coach.
He played.
No question.
He was a great basketball player.
Yes. By the way, the coach of UMBC is the son of Dave Odom, who used to be the Wake Forest head coach, and his kid was a ball boy at Virginia once upon a time.
Oh.
But that for full circle. The former Virginia ball boy comes back to beat Virginia.
He's probably still got the old sweats that he got to wear at the game in a closet somewhere.
Yeah, exactly. Brian, if you could take a quick look there at this guy, KJ Mora. He was one of the two guards along with Jarius Lyles who just ran circles around Virginia. This kid looks like, I'm telling
you. Is that a man bun?
Yeah, it's a man bun and a headband, and he's got some elbow supports on, and legs are wrapped up.
Going on.
Dude, really?
Compression shorts.
What are you, 45? Come on. If you got to wrap up that much, maybe you shouldn't be playing basketball.
You think?
I'm a baller, man. That's how I do it. That's how I roll.
Right.
Yeah. You know who makes me, the biggest man bun that I can't stand is right now? The kid at Houston who never passes.
Yeah, but he was really, really good.
Yeah, well, he wasn't in the first game when they blew an 8-point lead and wound up winning by
looks
two.
Like somebody had money on the game.
When he just came Brian. Down, it was Chuck, and he's a chucker, Steve. But anyway, back to this
kid. Brian, so look, scroll down to that article. There's a photo of this kid, KJ Mora, and then there's a video as well with him. I'm telling you, right out of central casting of intramural guy with too many accessories. Headband, arm sleeve, leg compressions.
Yeah, he's got it all on.
Couple of tattoos going on, kind of weird scraggly hair, and annoying as guess what? He terrorized Virginia. Their big lumbering guards couldn't keep with him. He would dart and dribble and snake and weave and hit layups. Him and Lyles were hell on earth. And it was like the Spanish Armada outmaneuvering the English fleet and destroying them in whatever battle that was. UMBC was too quick, too small, and too gutsy, and Virginia was caught flat-footed. Now,
I think it was the English outmaneuvered the Spanish Armada.
Okay,
under
there you go.
Lord Nelson.
Right, whatever. Oh, Lord Nelson.
Battle of Trafalgar.
Oh, nice. And that's because they were smaller and more mobile, right?
Better gunners, too.
Better gunners. Okay. Well, there you go. Same thing with UMBC.
Gunners. Boy, even a better comparison.
So back to our friend Tony Bennett. Impossibly nice guy. His comments after the game were super high class, super composed. And that might be the problem. Because think about most of the highly successful coaches in college basketball and think of their personality types. And if you could put a label on their personality type, what would it be? Because in my labeling, I would say most really good, if not great, college basketball coaches are what I would call intense sons of bitches.
Hotheads.
Intense, not just hotheads, intense SOBs. Guys that don't care. Jim Calhoun yelling at a reporter, "What was the take tonight? And I'm not giving a dime back of my salary," in the middle of this discussion about does he make too much money. Rick Pitino sleeping with a booster, with a groupie with the program in a restaurant booth and not resigning over it. Same thing for any number of scandals. SOB, intense as all get out. Izzo, Knight, Krzyzewski, on down the line. There's not a lot of really nice guys.
Krzyzewski kind of gets a pass on that, but if you watch him, in a game
not
that
from
matters,
a lot of people, he's a complete ref baiting prick.
All he does is works the ref.
All
the
he does
whole game, he is on the refs
exactly
because he knows
it
eventually
works.
I'm gonna get a call.
Right.
I mean, I got that one, but I'll get one when it matters.
Even guys like Jim Boeheim, they don't. Boeheim doesn't run around like his hair is on fire. He doesn't have any hair, but he doesn't run around like a crazy man, but he is a stone-cold gangster SOB. He doesn't care. He is a total prick. And I'm thinking, Tony Bennett, I don't know. Like, at halftime, they're tied at 29, and Bennett's coming off the court. He stops for the obligatory halftime interview. And he's very composed and kind of smiling and saying, they're doing a good job. They're hitting some shots. We're going to have to defend better. And it was very clinical. And I thought at that time, you know what? Maybe this is a time to go stomping past the sideline reporter and decline an interview. Maybe this is a time to go throw some chairs.
Well, because UMBC played better in the second half.
Yeah. Did you guys hear me at halftime?
I said.
I did a speech,
play
right?
Harder.
In there. Talked.
I don't know.
There's real
questions now. People are saying, can this low-scoring, high-defense style of basketball really win in March?
I'm going to say no.
Well, there's a line for that position, so stand in it. Because a lot of people feel that. On the other hand, who's Virginia going to get to compete with Duke and Carolina for NBA prospects? Answer, nobody. Virginia is a very hard academic school to get into, as witnessed by yours truly being so thoroughly rejected. A brilliant mind like mine coming out of preparatory school.
There's that thoroughly rejected.
Yes, exactly. So Virginia, Brian, is not going to get NBA players like Duke and Carolina. Even if they were to say, we're reversing course on this, we're going to commit to getting five-star blue-chip recruits, we'll do whatever it takes. We may bend a few rules. We may skirt probation. We're going to do it. We need to get on Duke and Carolina's level. Even if they were to do that, I just don't think it would work. And then you would have to fire Tony Bennett. And how do you fire a guy that just went 31-2? How do you fire a guy who's had number one seeds like three of the last
four
years?
You just lost to a number 16 seed. You are completely fireable. Okay. Don't you think?
No.
Okay.
No.
One game?
I mean, no. Okay. I mean, anyone's fire a bull. But there's no way he's getting fired, and he shouldn't get fired. But they do have to do some real deep thinking of what is it? What is it that we weren't ready for? Game plan-wise, intensity-wise. I know this, because a 16 has finally beaten a number one, which was used to be one of the last stone-cold locks there was. And somebody said, I told you guys Friday that was not going to happen, right? Somebody emailed, you talked to Bob and Brian about this, how a 16 would never beat a 1. Did I? I say a lot of things on this show.
I do not remember.
You do?
Them hogs was rooting around. Yeah. I do not remember.
Okay. Good.
I don't remember that.
Rock, erase the tape if I did.
Yeah. But I tell you.
But after this upset, every 1 seed is going to come out, and they're going to want to beat their 16s by 30. In fact, this was the worst thing to happen to every future 16 in the field, because they're going to get their laundry handed to them in a dirty sock.
Good. Maybe we're taking it too easy on 16s.
There might have been.
You want in the tournament? Fine. Here you go. Here's your matchup.